up as fuck, I'm so on. Give a fuck what you own. I'm the king, watch the throne. Come for me, you get gone. I go get what I want. Designer sneaks on my toes. Same thing for my clothes. Put that shit on, strike a pose. Charter the yacht just to smoke. Y'all in the pit with the hoes. I'm on my shit in full flow. Toy soldier, got you wind up. Ain't with the shits, but you signed up. Set up so much, cause I'm up. NBA gems, I'm on fire.
Step up, see about it.
Yo, 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 man, what's good? It's your boy, Jay Banda, here with another Epi for Cushion Coffee podcast. Today, the guys bring me another guy to come through, the Metro Black Man. What's up with you, bro?
Appreciate how you feeling, my guy? I'm happy to be here.
Appreciate you sliding through, bro.
Nah, this is a vibe, man.
Yeah, appreciate you. Brought some shit with you, too. Brought some little toys and shit, some cannabis toys.
Got always.
Got some fucking flour with you.
Yeah, man.
What's up with you, man?
So, man, look, on the flour side, I got the caviar biscotti. Shout out to my homies over at Starbuzz Dispensary.
Ooh, shout out.
And inside of the Zinco, don't shout them out later.
Let me hit that Zinco one more
time. All right. This that banana acai by Floracal, man. So I'm batting with the home team on the rising side this morning.
The banana acai?
Yeah, man.
No way.
And we are partaking in that banana acai out of our Zenko. Let's go. Shout out to Wendy and Paul, my homies, my adopted godparents. I love you guys.
Shout out to them because that device is fucking cool.
It's super cool, man. Hey, it's meant to normalize cannabis. Like, that's what, you know what I mean? I plugged in with them because that's what I'm about, normalizing cannabis, the industry. I was happy to run into you out at OK. I love the way you talked. I like that you had your wife with you. I'm married too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was like, yo, I gotta go plug in with this dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, man, it's crazy how your significant other can make you a stronger person in this world. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Facts in every way.
In every way. If you don't have a strong one, and that's what's wrong with the culture too, man. Like, we've gotten rid of the relationship between man and woman. You know what I'm saying? It's like and that's pretty much...
We in a big battle of the sexes, I feel like.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Spiritual battle, sexist battle, everything just, like, trying to predominantly take over our queens and predominantly take over the man, alphas, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we're all under attack as men, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. I agree.
On full force.
I agree.
And it's, you know, people like us, we got to continue to have that voice and speak our mind and opinion like we have on the podcast here and give people opportunities to speak.
You know what? It's a lot of people scared to get their opinions these days, man, for the backlash.
For the backlash.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's all love. Whatever you want to do, it's cool. That's on you. But
I think everybody's entitled. And everybody has something that strikes a nerve with them. So,
yeah.
So I'm doing my best to understand everybody's got a right to an opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it may not be popular, but it's your right.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Speak your mind, man. So give some towards you, man. Let me give a shout out to real quick the sponsor Mojo 420 Inc. Man, we smoking on some
Mojo
candy apple right here.
It smells amazing too. It's mad terpy, y'all.
Yeah,
it's Illinois. It's terpy flower. It smells like something.
Yeah, man. He came on the podcast and fucked with me. He's like, man, I gotta have like what's going on here. Like, I gotta be a part of it. I was like, fuck it, dog, whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'll just sponsor your show, bro. If that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I don't mind.
Bro. That's a great sponsor, man. Cause like I work in the legal market in cannabis. I work wholesale. It's hard to find terpy, not dry flower in the market. Stuff that doesn't just crumble up. And that looks immaculate. I say something when people ask me how good a flower is. I say West Coast Colorado or West Coast California or West Coast Oregon. The ranking system is Colorado being 3. Oregon being 2, Cali being 1, I would say that equates to Cali smell, bro. Like look. I like that. That's some good product right there.
So I was with OTF last night. That's exactly what they call it too. He's like, man, bro's bringing over here some Cali vibes and shit. Because I had the green crack with me.
Okay.
So I smoked a whole wood with him. And they're like, oh, shit, bro, over here blowing good Cali bud with us and shit. I said, man, I don't even know what it is. I just brought it from Bo.
Could the OTL sponsored. Guys hang with you?
We were smoking.
Gassing.
Yeah, gassing it up. It was lit, though, man, last night. Shout out to my man, David. He invited us to a little a cannabis event. You know what I'm saying? It was like some underground shit. So I had my little cousin, Marcy, with me.
Uh-huh.
which I'll introduce y'all eventually, man, together. Y'all got to do some work together.
Okay, let's get it.
Yeah, for sure. But I was like, bro, you want to get out? He's like, yeah, let's go. He's only 19 still. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? You only get
it's all
so
still
many
fresh. Yeah.
So he was tripped out because we walked in. It's like a big ass warehouse. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like a corridor, fucking thin ass hallway. And he's like, bro, I ain't never been in nowhere near. Like,
you might have spoiled him, man. That's going to be his only vibe. He only going to want the Secret Service events. He ain't going to want to do that natural.
He was like, bro, this is all like new to me. I ain't never been in no kind of event like this in my life. Like, this is crazy. Like, do you guys do this often? I was like, yeah, bro, I'm invited to all these fucking things all the time.
That's what's up, man. We got to do something together, bro.
Yeah, I'm down.
I love this event side, man. That's a part of my artistry, bro.
It's
like
just
putting
that
together a vibe, you know?
Yeah. The whole thing, too, that's just like, bro, I don't know how to say this. Some people says, like, you got to be selfish sometimes, Banda, but I just be, like, chilling, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is all new to me. Wherever it's going, I don't even know what to expect, but I'm just going with it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, whatever grows and keeps growing, like, I'm still just trying to be this guy at home, though. You know what I'm saying?
People say run that selfish that selfish speech to me, and I think they mean more self-aware.
Yeah.
Man, like, hey, be aware. Like, hey, be selfish. Like, I think that's people who choose not to throw themselves into what they love or what they're great at, saying, hey, man, don't do what I did. Lock in. That's what I'm starting to get the vibe of, like, hey, man, my time is kind of up. Make sure you take a full advantage of every opportunity that you get, you know?
Yeah, because I'd be chilling with my son and my family and my kids, because I got three girls, like 4, 3, and 2 at home. So I have two older
girl
ones.
Dad, man.
Yeah, so I got two older ones, too, 19 and 17. So one's still in high school, one already graduated. The son, he's at home with me now. And it's just like the time that I miss with them and not having the opportunities, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I got a second chance type shit.
That's fire.
So it's like I'd rather just, because all this is cool.
This is just happening.
But yeah, exactly.
This is just that's
but
fire.
The real moments are at the crib.
At the crib.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't really try to be doing events and shit. But I'm down to throw something, though. Because I be trying to go to events, but I'd just rather be at the crib, family. Because sometimes those moments are precious and short. You know what I'm saying? And I think I missed a lot of opportunities with the first two.
All right, that's fire, bro. I'm not a dad yet, no kids yet. So like whenever I'm listening to a father speak on fatherhood and family, I'm always listening, because I think the perspective of a man in anything really comes from any man who's aware of what was needed. It's like, I got to get stuff done and I got to be present.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I hear from good fathers, people want to be in their kids' life, the presence is like what you don't want to miss. Like, I can have all of these things, but if I'm not present, if you can't feel me, it's just something different about it. Yeah.
Like last night, man, my daughter, like, she came to me and I was Ubering all day because I just started Ubering because I got laid off like a couple weeks ago. So I'd be hustling my ass off, bro. You know what I'm saying? Every way we could get a bag, we going to go out.
Gotta do it.
You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter if we Ubering, we working 9 to 12, 9 to 5, bro. You got to go out there and whatever your dream is, go support it. But at the same time, I'd be the family man. So I went out and Ubered and shit and did my thing and then fucking came home and did a session. Mm-hmm. Went to the studio session, you know what I'm saying? Just all in once. But then I went home before I did all that. My daughter came and she's like, Papa, stay with me. This is the oldest one. She's about to be 5 in April. And she was just like, Papa, where are you going? Stay home with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, where you been?
It's like, where are you going? You got to go back to work? Aw, you know what I'm saying? It gets all sad and shit. And it's
right.
Like, those are the moments that you got to just, what am I doing this
for? Yeah, like, chill. No, but hey, look, we can plan it out so it's not in a way, because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm definitely a homebody. If it's not something I created, I kind of don't want to be there. not going to lie. I'm not antisocial, but after a while, it's just like, ready to go.
Yeah, bro. I totally feel you. I totally feel you on that. And it's just no disrespect or anything, but it's just like, it's not my scene type shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'd
rather be doing something more productive with my time than being out there in events.
I like to be productive, but I pick up on energy, and there's so much energy floating when you're in a big group. That's why I can take it if I created the environment.
Yeah.
Because I know I set a mood. I was in that. I was in here. Right. I was in here praying, making sure things was smooth. I was like, bring peace in here, bring this type of vibe.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I put a lot of thought into it, going into it. So I know my emotions, my energy is in it. When I go to another event, I don't know what energy was behind
too
it.
Too much energy.
You know what I'm saying? Because you
didn't energy latch on you.
Yeah. You don't take nothing home. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I'm good being out until I feel like, something's on my shoulder.
Gotta go.
Let me get out. Yeah.
Like, hey, fucking ancestors telling you, let's go.
Yep, bro. Yep, pulling the strings, man. Ancestors like, hey, bro.
Get your ass
it's time.
Which is our bro, coming up.
It's
Let's
crazy
go.
You say ancestors, bro. They were upset with me, bro.
Have you?
Oh, man, I had to go repent. We had to lock in, bro.
Oh.
Man, I had a...
They got on your ass, huh?
Yeah, I had a great week of fasting. I'm back in my fasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily.
Yeah, bro.
Back locked in on giving my meditation time. But, like, they like, hey, bro, when we open a door, run through the door. And you can't be thinking about who ain't moving. Run through the doors
through the
open.
Yep, 100%. And the doors be open.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And this is the thing is we just be in our moments and our thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Or should we do it? Why? You know what I'm saying?
Getting in the way of the guidance. Getting in the way of the guidance.
The doubts hit you. The devil worked twice as hard. The demons work twice as hard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When they see something positive, open the door. And when they see that door open, they know they got to do everything what it takes to fucking make you not walk through that door.
I had to learn how to keep people that are naturally close to me a little bit at bay with the move.
Yeah.
Because those are the only people that can kind of get me out the square. You know what I mean? The people that, like... I think naturally, since they see all of the work, like, they get it. Those are sometimes the people that I'm like, oh, okay, I see what this is.
Yeah.
But I still need you around, so I'm going to chill out,
bro,
you know? I'm not.
You got to be observant, bro.
Yeah, yep.
And being observant.
And just know it's a spirit,
I'm teaching you, learning. It's a lesson. Every which way, you got to be paying attention out there. Make sure you're paying attention, man. Spirits, energy is everything for me, too, man, because this is like I don't have no bad energy going towards anything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I ain't, like I said, I really ain't got no ego. I ain't trying to do anything. I'm a family man. I'm just trying to have a conversation between young guys and that we can talk about experiences that we go through, and conversations that we don't be talking about. You know what I'm saying? Just basically shit like that. Like, I grew up, and I be asking people questions that I go through type shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to see their experience.
Curiosity, like, see how you approached it. You know what I mean? Get a new perspective.
And a whole new perspective is everything, because if we can share an experience, then we can relate to more things and understand each other more from a different point of view.
It's evolving, it's growth, you know?
And that's what we got to have more conversations. And that's why these young kids out here, bro, they ain't got no conscience out here, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It's tough, bro.
And they're not even thinking out here, man. And that's the toughest part, because I talked to a couple of them on that app, you know what I'm saying? There's that app I was telling you about. And it's just like, bro, I heard what
this
OG
is the
got.
Amigos?
Yeah, the Amigos and the Monkey app.
Okay.
And it's just like you could just call just random people around the world. And I talked to some American people, and there were some young, you know what I'm saying, young brothers, man. But they're just like, man, we don't really try to hear what OG's got to talk about. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to hear none of that shit, like type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just a generation.
You know what? I used to struggle with this, but now it's something that I just know, and I log in and make sure that I always reach back and keep the connection with the youth.
Yeah.
I feel like as I got older, I started older people that were supposed to bring their knowledge to me and bridge the gap between me being active and knowing what's going on and what they didn't. The elders didn't really bring the education.
Yeah.
And they didn't deliver it in a way it could be accepted. And they didn't accept, a lot of them didn't accept technology, so it cut us off from each other, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of them didn't accept tech and it cut us off from each other. But, like, it's a thing, like, a lot of generations over and over say they can't reach up and no one reaches back.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Like, when you say somebody young today said that, like, that's tough for me to hear.
Yeah.
Because I felt that way when I was that age. So that means it's getting worse.
Yeah. You know? So it's like us now. That's why it's important to have these conversations. You know what I'm saying? So that way young brothers like me and you that look up to us, or they see us as a different way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? Because the way we think is that they're going to emulate the way we do. Or if somebody's out there listening to this shit.
Yeah, nothing new under the sun, man. It's just gonna get taken to a new level.
Yeah.
So like if a young person is seeing certain things in the community they grow up in and the way that it's done, they're just gonna take that old way and try to like make it better. Hey, let's innovate this. It could be anything though. Like at whatever grabs you earliest, I feel like in life is what you perpetually grow in. As long as you got the time and you hear and you breathing, like what grabs you early kind of sticks around, I feel like.
Yeah. For me, like, it's just crazy to see, because, like, that's what gave me experience, because I deal with like my son now. I watch my son grow up, right? And he talk. He doesn't have like the sense of general knowledge type shit or any self-aware knowledge of like what's going on because he's too oblivious because of this. You know what I'm saying?
It's different.
Yeah, and it's just like to see that, and he's not the only kid. I see it in other cousins and shit like that too. They just stand around like when I'm working or something, they don't understand that we're building something. Grab a hammer or grab some nails. You know what I'm saying? Or just simple things to think.
Dude, I know
that
I'm supposed to click a button. Yeah, it's like, right here. Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you want me to do? I don't know. Get stuff ready. You know, build a horse. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you know, you ever seen like a horse for the platform and shit?
Yeah.
So I grew up in an era of like the .com era where the shit just started to get introduced to technology. You know what I'm saying? Emails are just fresh type shit. And like growing up and being handy and having the 80s and 90s growing up in, it was a totally different lifestyle compared to now. You know, everything's technological now, like with apps and everything. Everybody's more dependent on not doing shit for themselves. You know what I'm saying? I catch myself in the same situation, like just you doing this, but not really doing it in the physical form. More importantly, where it really matters. It's just all basically here. It's like digitally data. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy though. But
it's a 17 year age gap between me and my younger sister, and I think it's cool for me to be like uncle brother. Like we've never really lived in the same house. I was like, oh yeah.
Oh, you
like,
already moved out.
Yeah, yeah, I was already by the time she was like oh that's big bro. Like yeah, big bro don't live there no more. You know, but. It's cool and also sometimes alarming to see how kids have young people have progressed as to when I would have been her age. But it's also like I see why a lot of older people say things that used to be a certain way are now soft. When older people, now I kind of get it when I was like my sister's age, when older people, man, it's soft, man, you're soft. Not saying my sister's soft because she's a straight go-getter, coldest dancer out here, man. Actually getting ready to go and train with the pros at Alvin Ailey this summer in New York, man.
That's fire, man.
Yeah, she's dope. Hey, but look, she came out the womb, said she was going to be a dancer, man. I remember when she's a baby, we would just kick it in the crib and she like, it's a great day for the ballet. Just running around the house, just dancing and stuff. Hey, you gonna watch me dance? Yeah, I'm coming. I'm right here. Yeah. So that's actually her. She taught me that like whatever kind of grabs you when you're young is that thing that like sticks around, you know?
Yeah.
And it could be positive or be negative, but like kids as a collective are kind of soft now compared to like growing up in like the 90s, you know?
Motherfuckers
what I mean?
Would freak out. They see you drop a blood, bro. Yeah. Motherfuckers fainting and shit.
What is that?
We bleed? What the fuck is this?
Why was it purple first?
On some fucking crazy shit, dog. But that just technologically, that is crazy how technology has grown, man, like each day compared to how I was growing. It's a little, you know what I'm saying? Just to deal with the certain situations with utilizing technology now. Like, it's easy as fuck. How do you market yourself using social media, man? Like,
man,
using technology?
Ads, AI, man, apps, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what good AI apps do you use?
Oh, man, Copilot is a good one.
Copilot? What does that do for you?
You can create images. It's like everybody has a house now, like whether it's ChatGPT, Copilot, or anything, like there's different areas you can take the AI journey. I like it for like work and things like that, but I do see how technology could take over. I can see. I'm like, yo. from the point of you can have a conversation and like ads start popping up on your phone or like certain ad things that come up on Google that you want to be educated on, all the way down to the fact that it's like, man, I understand that over time that AI could like do what I do, and I'm a professional.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah. So it is tough. It's tough to see that, but like technology, I'm leveraging it, man, because I feel like the people who can use it the best are gonna be able to like move forward. And you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
or get left behind.
Yep, get left. So I'm like, let me tap in with it, like adopt it, because like if you really look at how the world works, or at least our world works, there's a wave of things that come every decade or two.
Yep.
And then you can get left and then like and not really touch it, and maybe it doesn't affect you, or you can hop into it and get rich. That's usually like that's pretty much the sequence. Hop into it at the right time.
You get rich.
You know what I'm saying? If you like ignore it, you gotta wait for the next bubble, the next wave.
And that's where Nipsey predicted this shit.
The guy Nip, man.
You know what I'm saying? He predicted this shit in his fucking album. He at like the end of his song.
I was in LA today. He was killed, man.
No way.
Yes, man. I missed my flight. I was supposed to be gone.
No way.
Yeah, missed my flight. I was leaving LA. I was in Cali for a training for a gig that I used to do, and I was there the day, and I could have called my fam to come pick me up. I slept in the airport, bro. I was so hurt, bro. That was like major for me. And then I couldn't get my flight for another 24 hours.
Damn.
So I was in the city, man. I went to Compton, man. I got a chance to see it all. And just like, you know what I mean? I went over to the area the story was in. I don't know, as an artist, that was around the time I was like, yo, if I'm going to be a guy that's got a corporate experience and knowing that this music is something I love, I got to find a way to make this business one thing.
Yeah.
And I thought that like being in that area when that happened was like just something symbolic for me.
Yeah. Fire. Because, man, he said in the quote, he said there's going to be brands that are going to come up everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's going to kill them big corporations because like just of people owning their own brands instead of all these major corporations. And that's what's going to kill the corporations because you're going to have all these crazy ass brands come out of nowhere. And all these people being self-efficient because they got the creative side. They own the creativity, so they're going to be the ones that have the key to success. Because you know what I'm saying? Because creators, we create shit that people steal and use because we created it for them, because they hired us for it. You know what I'm saying? So when you start creating for yourself, you're realizing it's me all along that's making this brand successful. You know what I'm saying? So you got to take that chance of believing yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you say, go out there and get it. You know
go
what
get
saying?
It. Yeah. Understanding that though is understanding your value is a threat, man. To the powers that be, like getting it. You know what I mean? Like understanding, like oh yeah, wait, I'm creative. All I have to do is go educate myself on the steps of how to make this equitable. Like so, like that's a big major thing for me. I want to always like leverage my corporate experience with what I do by day with artists and people like yourself.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten an education in this and I understand where to put the finger on the value and then generate some profit off of it. How to move units just being a good person and understanding the value of people and listening when someone says what they want to do and where they want to go.
Yeah. So were you always like you said you sell shit, right?
So
you always hustling in the back in the hood, back when
man. I've been a hustler since I was a shorty, bro. I gotta lie to you, man. Like I had a thriving candy business in high school, bro. Like I mean, I used to pack my stuff up all over the weekend, get all my stuff for the week, have my mom meet me at the side door with a duffel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had a couple lockers in the school that I had my juices, my chips, my candy. Had people working for me, man. Profit for me was $260 a week.
No,
after I paid everybody.
High school?
Yes, and I had to pay security protection, bro. So because if they found you like selling on like hey, they could take all your stuff, bro. So I'm paying a front door security $40 a week and the second floor security $40 a week so my people could sell my candy at school.
Oh my God, getting it. Sellers.
Yeah, man.
Man, it's fire.
Man, that's always been like something. My mom was like, man, you sure got the gift of gab. I'm like, man, I ain't doing nothing setting up an operation.
That's fire, bro. At the young age like that, were you young? Were you rapping at that point too?
Man, I just love music. I always love music. I would record reference tracks, bro. But believe it or not, I did not take my first serious swing at a song until 2019.
No shit.
Yeah.
Pandemic hit?
I was creating music and I was interested, but I wasn't taking it serious. And then like I want to say like November 2019 or like going into 2019, I released a track and I was like, yo, I like hearing me on this platform.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was just like, yo, man, you know, you just can't do it like this. You got to do it. If you don't do it, you got to do it. And that's when I was like, I was sent on a charge to find a job that would allow me to be able to still be a family man, a husband, because I had recently gotten married.
Yeah.
And but I could be myself all day. And I sell weed to dispensaries wholesale. You know what I mean? I work for Cresco Labs, one of the largest cultivators in the country. And I could be myself all day, man. Some people call me T. Some people call me Tony. Some people call me Metro. But, like, there's no hiding the fact that I'm an artist or creative.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of allowed to move that way. I don't have to be another person, you know?
Yeah.
No code switching.
No code switching?
No code switching.
Yeah, when you change the whole facade of somebody, you know what I'm saying, being a facade of something, that's not even cool. That's why I like just having a conversation, going back to that. You know what I'm saying? Just being, we ain't got to put nothing. We ain't putting no egos up. We ain't, you know what I'm saying? That's why we at the table just chilling, smoking some.
Man, fire conversations. Look, fire conversations feel good, bro. Yeah. You never go out of a good convo not feeling elevated, bro.
Oh, I did forget the coffee, though. That is fact. Man,
they ain't got to know.
I did, though, man. I like fucking.
You know what? The Zinco is the coffee.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I should have brought the coffee cups, bro. That's sweet.
Because my son be tripping out, bro, because the hustle, you know what I'm saying? Because he sees his dad get up. Like, we just got home at 4 or 5 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and he see me get up at 7. Like, bro, you just went to sleep. Like, this is what it takes, man. You know what I'm saying? Show him and show up, bro. You got to go show up.
Were you an athlete? Ever?
Yeah, back in high school.
Me too. I played high school and college football.
Yeah. Could have been a nasty tight end, you know what I'm saying?
No, you got the size, yeah. Definitely, but I was like pause, no Diddy. I was most like athletes that get to a point, like if you play at a high level high school or even have the opportunity to play in college, you kind of get like the idea of I'm going to receive what I put into anything. Like I'm going to get, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to see results. I'm going to, you know what I mean? So like I do know that, think there's a correlation with people who were interested in something outside of the requirements, getting it, just
that,
getting
that,
you know,
that in boxing was like that's where I learned discipline.
It's fire. I box 3 days a week, man. I'm at the gym 5, man. Let me find out we plugged in, bro. Yeah, that's the best workouts for me, man. I love hitting that bag, bro.
Yeah, bro. And I was in my prime when I was like 17 years old, bro. Just fucking running to practice, running back home. It was like 2.5 miles there, mm-hmm. and tearing 2.5 miles back. Killing it, man. Got a nasty uppercut. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, wait. You southpaw or orthodox?
I can switch both.
You switch? Yeah. Okay, man. I fight southpaw. I'm fighting southpaw. I'm mad comfortable.
I kind of fuck with that Philly style. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And fucking hit your ass up.
Yeah, peekaboo.
Bah! You know what I'm saying? Hit you real quick. I'm pretty fast. My son be tripping out because I be hitting him with a jab real quick. He be like, what the fuck? I even hear that shit. I told you I hit your ass real quick with a 3-piece. You don't even know what's going to happen.
Hey, look, that's just so you know. It ain't never gonna happen.
Motherfucker, you better be ready, motherfucker. You better be ready to take on Rocky Balboa.
That was fire, man.
Yeah, man.
I just ordered a bag for the garage, bro. I don't even like, man, I kind of just like, I'm not isolating right now, but I'm kind of just don't want a lot of people around me, bro. So I'm gonna run my 2.5 and go straight to the garage and beat the body bag up.
Bro, that's kind of exactly how I want to feel. That's how I feel, basically. But with kids at home, you know what I'm saying?
So right. Like, oh, no, you got your buddy. You got your friends. You don't need nobody.
And it's like I've been doing this shit for like 12 years already, just like being around celebs and shit. I already done been doing this shit for like a long time. And it's just like comes to a point where I had the girls, and that's what kind of changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's like the understanding of being at home, bro. I feel that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just to be by yourself and your home and your energy, get the manifest more shit, you know what I'm saying? Enlighten yourself more, you know what I'm saying? Meditate a little more, free your mind a little more, you know what I'm saying?
I got this thing about, like, getting the most out of what's in front of me. Like, that's, like, been a theme of 2023 going into 24. Like, how do I get the most out of this opportunity? And it's, like, sometimes we look past things that are right in front of our face.
Yep.
So I'm learning and I'm being conscious of the fact that I can do that, and I'm like, hey, man, why are you moving away from your space when you can make your space have everything you need?
Not
saying I won't go out, but, like, get the most out of the opportunity. So I'm taking that to my work, too, and the music.
Yeah. That's how I feel now, too. See, that's why we crossed the path. Like I told you, like, bro, I'm trying to just find pieces to grow this to make it happen more. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's a great opportunity to have you on the show today so we can network.
I'm happy to be here, man.
Yeah, fucking I'm litty, vibing. Man. Let me get one of those again.
Oh, I got you. It's tasty, right?
Yeah, we got to get one of these custom.
I got you.
Let's see what
we'll
they
make it happen.
Yeah, custom one. Cushion coffee joint.
We can make it happen. Definitely get you a green one and probably like etch out the logo on the glass.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah, that should be super fire. Yes, sir. I got this veteran place working on my wood plaque right now, bro. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll be able to put this bitch right in the middle of the table.
Yo, so I got a Lazy Susan and like a whole bar set up for these because I do events with these.
So you be spinning?
Yeah, I spin around. They got the cups on there. Yeah. Blink, 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 you know what I'm saying? Like
that's why I be using this shit for.
We could make you a stand. We can get you a stand too and put your logo in it.
No shit.
Yes, sir. I know the people that do it.
Or make them out of wood and shit.
Yep. It'll be like a glass holster. I should have brought it, man. Sitting in there and it'd be your own unit with the your
dig. No shit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's fire. Like a little fucking little setup or
setup. I'll send you a video, but like the bar setup I got is pretty nice, man.
Yeah.
I like doing if I'm out, I'm either doing on that type of bar or somebody's like, hey man, I got a budget. Like get creative. I like turning rooms into other things, turning places into other things, giving like almost an activation as opposed to just an event. And if you've ever been to an event I've hosted, you like there's gonna be people there that you can network with and build, and that's the whole point for me, bringing in like minds and people who probably wouldn't have crossed paths otherwise, and they find out they got something in common, and then like man, there's so many relationships and like businesses that were birthed in like events that I've done hosted.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I met a lot of people just going to like. 2 or 3 events, man. Just meeting, shaking people's hands and getting a face. They're like, oh shit, I know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a podcast guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Love. Yeah,
definitely.
And it's just like, yeah, and then we can meet like we met.
And you worldwide. 30 countries with it, you know?
Yeah. So I appreciate it, dog. Just have the opportunity to even let people, you know what I'm saying? To have people listen to me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like cool as fuck.
It's and humbling, bro.
Yeah, and then I met, it was crazy as hell because I met one on the app. Right? Mm-hmm. In England. I shared it on Instagram. Like, I called it. He's like a 14-year-old boy. He's like, dude, I actually love your podcast.
Oh, that's what that was. I saw that in your story.
Yeah, he was like 14 years old. He said he listens to my podcast. He found it because they suggested it for him, and he fucking listened to it.
That's dope.
And he was like, dude, I fucking actually love your podcast. It was fucking great. He's like, so I'm going to send him a sweater, bro.
That's dope. That's so dope,
he was like,
man.
A legend of a man. That's what he said. A legend of a
guy. All the way in England, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fire, bro.
It was crazy. I was like, I told my son, because my son was downstairs in the studio in the basement at the crib. And I was like, yo, dad, this motherfucker listens to my podcast, dad. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what the fuck? For real? I was like, swear to God, that's what he said. And he showed me the fucking podcast and everything, bro. The like, listens and download. And I was like, bro, that's just like humbling as fuck to hear, like, little young motherfuckers are out there listening. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. That's a good thing because that's what I want. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why I'm trying to really hone and attach to, like, to understand, like, there's motherfuckers out here that understand or go through the same things that you went through.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? And the difference is we don't have the platform or a space to talk about it type shit.
And
you know what I'm saying?
And you got, there's people out here who want to see you win, young guys. You know what I mean? Like, it's people who want to help you get where you want to be.
100%.
Like 100%. Like, and I don't want anything from you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what do you need? Like, I've been able to grow relationships with that question over, like, anything.
So it's
I could do.
It's like, if, for instance, I had an engineer, right? And he had a key to the spot. And he allowed like 30 motherfuckers here without me knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Late night session, which would have been cool.
If
right?
you knew.
If I would have knew.
Right.
And then if you would have handled the situation better where bitches weren't throwing out in my hallway, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't own a building.
Right.
Type shit.
All right.
So we almost got like thrown out for the last 2 months. It's been a little hectic because I wrecked my fucking car. I almost got thrown out of my fucking building. You know what I'm saying? So I was going through some shit.
And you still got the glow.
Yeah. Hey. So it's like, bro, everything just panned out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to be here now is like just super grateful. I'm just trying to move forward from it and everything else. Just getting resettled in with the podcast and shit every weekend. Because because it's been a little up and down, so I had to just refocus, you know what I'm saying? Sit down and refocus.
Man, I'm on the same wave. We got plugged in for a reason. I'm like, bro, I'm on the same wave. I had to get, we had an ancestors conversation earlier. I had to get back and get some things in order. Sometimes it's self-inflicted, sometimes it's not, but you got to know when you got to take the step back. And get I call it getting back into your routine.
Yeah, hell yeah. You got to. And then get that love and shit that you need, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Submit to it. Yeah,
100%. Like just let embrace it. Yep. Nothing you can do about it.
I've learned to do that too, man. I'm just like learning is like that's kind of why I wanted to name my music my new project EOD.
Yeah.
Evolve or die, because I'm accepting that I'm still learning lessons. I'm in full acceptance that I'm not who I'm not yet. I'm not where I want to be yet. I'm not who I want to be yet. I accept it though.
Yeah.
I accept it, and I'm learning from me, and I'm learning from the people around me, and I just want to always be evolving, because I feel like the youth know more than we do. Like, I feel like I knew more than like I kind of get it a little bit different than you do. So like understanding that, like, it's like I can learn from you. You can learn from me. Yeah. I can learn from that. Like, so like just keep evolving. That's what I'm going to do.
That's what I told my son too. Exactly that too, man. It's like, bro, you know what you can do for your dad to make him plateau to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Using the social media sites, like, you know how to use them. You know what I'm saying? Because you're a kid. You already know how to use this shit. I said, there's a seat at the table. You just got to sit there. You know what I'm saying? You got to just take a seat. Take responsibility. Take initiative. Yeah, you know?
Go ahead. You got it, bro. It's yours.
It's yours, man. Like, right. Take the key. Like, I gave you the fucking key to the Tesla. Yeah, I'll just drive the motherfucker. Yeah,
yours.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why me and Dave are going to go through some shit on Tuesday, man. So we're going to get cracking, because I got years of content like nobody's ever seen before, like behind the scenes of like dope shit too. Like,
how old is your son?
He's 19.
19?
Yeah.
All right. You got content, bro. I got some. I can throw him some tips if he gonna take it serious. It's all about cadence, bro.
Yeah.
Cadence is everything.
We're gonna be here Tuesday. Now we're gonna be here chopping shit up. My son and my homeboy manager, fire. David. So if you want to slide, bro, feel free.
Tuesday,
if you
what got time?
Tuesday after 6.
Okay.
So it'll be like 6:30.
6:30. I'll be off the clock.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah. We'll be here, bro.
Okay, real. Cool.
Yeah, so moving forward with that, man, just growing with that, you know what I'm saying? Just understanding and managing what we have, you know what I'm saying? Like, how it's just growing to be what it is. Like, how was that for you when you started growing for yourself, man, for the music out there?
Bro, I'm just be real. Like, when my following went from, like, 3,000 to, like, 7,000, nobody really paid attention. We went around to, like, 10,000, and the subscribers were going up on Spotify. Like, people started treating me a little different.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, I got a lot of backhanded comments, and I knew who I was able to see, like the people around me that were just that were talking about me doing music like in a derogatory way.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is. Oh, everybody wants to do music, or it's like, oh, first you're an athlete, and now you're selling commercial insurance, and you're a rapper now, and now you're doing this, and it's like, oh yeah, you're moved up from this job to that job, and it's just like, hey man, I'm finding my way, and I've always been one that you got to pay me good if you want me to work well.
Yeah.
So if it's not the right fit, I'm gonna find the right fit, whether it's financially, whether it's because I don't like rules about how I have to dress. Like, I've always been one to, like, hey man, if it's not a good fit, it's not a good fit. That's just how I roll. So just let me backtrack. I'm hot. What were we talking about, bro?
Everything.
No, music. You asked me about music, man. You asked me. That was me. Okay. That was me, my vibe. Okay. Stop it on the ground. You asked me about the music. Like, no, yeah, just like people like
the following. Yeah,
yeah, the following going up and growing. It showed me that, like, I take me more serious than people I take serious.
A little more belief.
Yeah, like people that I believe in without a doubt showed me that they had doubt in me. And that hurt me. Like, because I always expected to do well. Yeah. I don't do anything and not expect like so it's like people like, oh man, you've been doing music, and it's like I feel like I'm not in the game because I can't go diss Kendrick and get him to say something back to me. Like,
yeah.
Cause that's how I feel about me and as an artist. Like shit, like why are they talking about Drake and J. Cole? Yeah, they got like what they need behind them, but like I see me like that. I've always been like that though.
Shit.
Even when I played football, like I'm barely 5'9", bro. I'm the coldest motherfucker out here though. Yeah. Period. That's how I've always saw myself. So when for to see people that I see that same way on that level as a god or a goddess, yeah, I was just like, oh, like that's when I was like, yo, sometimes people not the right fit either, and you just got to give them what you can and keep it moving.
You're not compatible with everybody, bro. Frequencies ain't right, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It makes me lonely, but I got some homies. I got the Gratitude Collective. I got some homies that's plugged in. I found my tribe for the most part, man. I'm still finding it, man.
Key thing. So that's the thing too, man. We ain't got our tribes anymore like we supposed to have, like our elders and our young ones growing up together, being hunting together, fishing together. You know what I'm saying?
Learning from each other.
Yeah, exactly, bro. And getting teach from our elders all the way down. You know what I'm saying? And we don't have that no more. Think about that, how they tore the tribes apart from the beginning. In Africa, they still trying to tear them apart.
I think it's still a divide in the bloodline too. I think that's because family is like it's so fragile. Family is more fragile than friendships. Crazy, man.
Yep.
That's crazy that a family relationship is more fragile than a friendship. Like, wow, like. Like, man, I'd rather go over my friend's house for a holiday. You know
what I'm saying? My God, bro. Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
Or you with your people and you like, hey, we ain't going over there with them.
Man, that's fucking crazy. That's like hitting right on the head, bro. For real. That's like hitting right on the head. Motherfuckers don't understand how strong that statement was right now. Because that's so true, bro. Like, motherfuckers rather go chill with their friends instead of their family on a holiday or something. Which is kind of fucked up because you shouldn't just wait on a holiday to go see your family.
You know
what I'm saying? You should go bless them every
day. That's the first.
Pay homage and respect, man.
If family's not in rotation and you only seeing people on holidays, that is the first sign that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Because, like, When things are clicking, we in rotation with each other. We know how we're moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got an idea of what you're going on. I might not be in detail. I might not know everything, but I'm here to support you, whatever is going on with you. And for whatever reason, I can't figure out why we can't do that in numbers. Yeah. Like, why it's got to be like pockets.
Yeah, I know, man. I've been trying to preach this shit to my family forever. I was like, man, we can go buy some fucking land together.
Hey,
acres.
You could be way over there.
And we have chicken, goats, you know what I'm saying? Everything.
I've been preaching that to my wife for the past 2 years. I want a farm,
I fucking
dog.
Just shared that shit. You see that fucking post I just shared?
No, it man. Says,
it's got that dude from fucking Waterboy. Uh-huh. I said, this is how my family looks when I tell them, let's go and live on some acres, let's grow our own food, and live off our own chickens. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
He's just sitting there like, that's how they look at me like I'm. Like, this crazy motherfucker, what's wrong with this dude?
Hey, man, I'm that's the type of security I'm chasing too, bro.
Because, bro, it's just an understanding that they want us to be in a system where they control all the game.
Bro, I
want
to define my own lines so bad. That's like so, like, that is, I want to define my own lines, man.
Man, so how, like, where would you get a piece of land at, man? Where would you think it would be a farther away distance?
Right now, the cheapest places to get acres
are
Arizona, Alabama, and I want to say Nevada, but they are in really, really undeveloped like areas. Like, you would be getting that first acre, and you would have to get more acres to get to the point where you can get like you can schedule for piping and electricity and things like that. And I'm learning more about land and acres and where to buy and things like that. But my goal is to have like go grab acres where there's undeveloped and define
make a homestead.
Yep, make a homestead. And like I said, I want to define my lines. I want to define how I'm gonna operate, because I don't want anybody else to define how I'm gonna operate.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust what's the program. I don't trust I don't trust the program.
The program ain't working.
It's not working. So I want to define my own lines, and I want my family to be able to feel that safety and security and not be so plugged in with the propaganda and the marketing and spending money on someone else's like schedule and loving each other on someone else's schedule. I'm just kind of unplugged, like, and I understand I'm being sold to because I'm a salesman. So I'm looking to help my tribe sell in the same manner. That's how I know that's like a part of my purpose.
That's fire, bro. So your music and cannabis industry to music, was the cannabis industry first? And it came after the music industry?
The music was first.
No shit.
The music was first, man. Yeah, like I released my first track before I started my career in cannabis. And I went into that job, that I took that position, and I didn't hide that I was an artist. And I didn't hide the fact that I wanted to leverage being an artist with selling the cannabis.
No shit.
Yeah.
So how did you get into the cannabis community? Just from shaking hands?
Shaking hands, meeting people, man. I courted the company for 2 years, man. Like I was on it hard to get in, to just get the opportunity, because I knew I had value to add. And I was very, like, curious about not just the plant, but the business behind it, and how we could legalize something so many people are still incarcerated for, or still have records for. And my biological father, I'm a junior, Tony Roby Sr., is did time for what they would call trafficking or sales. So I guess you could say this part of me, I get honest, but how do we make something that was a sin to the highest degree of the government partially legal, and then not allow people who were criminalized for it to have seats at the table? How dare you?
Yeah.
Because the guys you got at Prohibition, you allowed them to have a seat at the table. You let them get in industry.
Yeah.
How dare you?
And all of them.
Yeah. So
I'm saying there's like that. I don't know if you ever watched that 13th Amendment on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It talked about how it like keeps us enslaved, so that way that it went after us from like even jazz days. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They knew that Mexicans and fucking African Americans used to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
The joints, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what jazz players do. They're funky, you know what I'm saying? They're chill, and that's why they always went after them.
Vipers.
It's always been an issue ever since that point. They always were stereotypes from that point, because they already knew jazz players were always smoking, you know what I'm saying? They're always musicians, like Mexican and African-American singers and shit like that, and musician players.
You got our grandparents calling it dope.
This is
not dope. Okay, yeah,
dope is something totally different.
Right? Yeah.
No, dope this, at? Wait, this ain't no dope.
Hey, did my shoulder hit the curb and did I pop back up?
Yeah,
no,
that's that jazzy. That's no. That jazzy lettuce over there. Yeah, man. So it's like being in the era where it just never went. You know what I'm saying, stereotyping us as the communities and shit, and they breaking down because like there's white men in their communities fucking harassing African Americans and Hispanics and everybody in it, you know what I'm saying? Just like just think about, like you said, how many people are locked up right now for weed, and everybody's just having festivals.
Right.
In the open, you know what I'm saying?
It's so many medical benefits to it, man. My wife's a breast cancer survivor. My mother is surviving and kicking MS's ass. Even my grandmother's a breast cancer survivor, and at some point or another, being in the position I am and getting the education, like I was able to help my mom become a medical patient. My grandmother got help from experts in dispensaries on what could help her eat or feel better. I was able to make sure my wife kept weight on during her chemo with products that I was selling in the dispensaries that I work with. So yeah, it was just like, I know that this is a growing industry, and if liquor, which was once contraband, is what it is, we got to see cannabis as that, because that's where it's going. And now is the time to get as much equity in it as you can, before it is federally legal and is commercialized, so that there's a divide between what's great and what's mass produced and just thrown out. I'm sorry, I'm my soapbox now.
Good. Yeah, that's pretty heavy, man. It's a lot.
Now's the time, man. Whether it's brands, whether it's ancillaries, whether it's ownership and cultivation, whether it's finding your niche in the industry, I feel like people our age and younger should have a lot of ownership in this industry, not the other way around.
Yeah. Motherfuckers that have been here.
I'm not being an ageist. I know everybody's welcome, but this does not need to look like every other industry at the top. And it shouldn't.
I feel that. So what do you think I should do as a brand?
I think you should keep doing what you're doing, but find what you would want to attach your brand to tangibly and present it in a way no one else is presenting it, and scale it and reproduce it market per market.
You gonna come Tuesday?
I'm gonna pull up, bro. I'm gonna pull up.
Well, man, definitely a pleasure having you, man.
Man, I was happy to be here, bro. Yeah. I'm excited, man. Hey, look, I haven't had I call this the Feast of Gods. Like, you know what I'm saying? I came from my realm to your realm.
Yeah.
This is what has been going on with me, which probably will feed you. You give me what's been going on with you, it'll feed me.
Yeah.
Or Diddy, pause. and we feast, and then we take it back, and we stronger.
Yeah,
stronger for the move, you know?
So your new album coming out, man. When are you dropping that?
October, man. I'm going to drop it on my birthday, October 9th, man. 10-9.
So you almost complete with the album? Or
it's
done,
bro. It's done, Ski, man. So you just got to put one last button on it. And I could push release today if I wanted to.
Oh, no,
but
sure.
we working on album art, our full rollout. I'm doing a dispensary pop-up tour, man, on 419.
Yeah.
So I'm going to a few of my stores, and I'm doing some T-shirt giveaways, some promotion.
It's my daughter's
product,
birthday.
Man. Really? Really? Man, happy birthday to your daughter. How is she going to be?
Five.
Dope Ski, man. That's a fire age, man. That's a fire age, man.
So my wife was like, I don't want her to have her on 420. She better come out today. I don't want to have a 420 baby.
Yeah.
And she came out on 419.
That's fire.
Funny. Yeah,
my sister's birthday is on the 14th.
What kind of events you got coming? You got any events coming up?
Other than a pop-up tour? Nah, that's all.
What's
I'm doing.
What's the pop-up tour about?
Oh, man. So I'm on a luxury Maybach, right? I'm going to be interviewing and talking to some industry people about the legal side of things. I want to take somebody on their first dispensary shop on me. And I'm just popping up with a DJ at a few of my dispensaries and stores, and just like trying to push the move of normalizing cannabis, like welcoming the legal industry, as well as like giving people a taste of my music here or there, and just my personality and getting in front of people. I found success with just hopping in front of my music and bringing it to people, as opposed to just doing it digitally, because honestly, to me, that none of that's real. Like, if I can't touch you, if I can't, like that young man talking to you makes your spins real to you. You know, I know how it felt for somebody to like vocalize it to you, because I've had people vocalize it to me from other places, like say Africa or Finland or something like that. But like, if I'm here, like I want my people here to feel it too and hear me too. So I get in front of it, like. So that's what I'm doing with it, like just getting in front of it and letting them see me, you know, and what I do. So like the whole presentation behind the tour is to show people that I have this job in cannabis, and you could too.
Yeah. But
you have to know what you're doing. It is not easy. It is hard work, but you can also bring your personality and innovate.
Yeah, that's important too. Personality is everything, man. Like, just be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just
100%, bro.
Just be yourself.
I was saying, man, I was struggling early in corporate, bro. I don't want a cold switch. Hey, how's it going? Hey, what's going on, guys? This is killing. I'm be honest with you, I don't like golf, man. I probably never will, man. I can hit the long ball, but that's all I care about.
You go out there and play basketball, bro. And then go out there and catch a buzz.
Man, I'm into some active sports. You want to come run some football routes? You want to spar, you want to do something like that, let's get down. But like, I'm still physical. I like to say I'm in my prime time. Say I'm not. I'm all A, man. I'm 2.5 to 4 miles a day type of guy. Like, I work out every day, 6 days a week. That's who I want to be. I ain't saying I couldn't do golf, but like, I'm just not trying to be out there slow drinking beer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's get physical.
Let's get fucking physical. Yeah, man. Shit, man. It's fucking going through the process for your album, man. What were your thoughts process going through the album?
Taking my time again. I had this thing where there was new songs that were complete that I released that I as they aged, others still like them, and the people that listen to my music like them. I didn't though, so I started this idea that what if I could just like sit on what I think are my best songs and just continue to just grind at them and grind at them and just let myself develop as an artist in it. What happened was some songs that were old are now new, and some songs that were reference tracks, I use pieces of them in a whole new way, and I feel like it was the best presentation of me that as an artist you'll get. Like this is where I'm gonna build my artistry, like in this sound. Yeah.
So how did you approach it? Like, how did you?
Free, man, free. I approached it very freely, man. I didn't put any stipulations on it. I allowed my producer to produce, and he allowed me to be who I am. And I really pushed. I did a lot of pushback on what I wanted this time. Like, because when it comes to like vocals or sounds, like Neto, my producer, my brother, I always to him. But like when it got down to mixing, I'm like, yo, I'm in tune. So like, this was like a project I was solely in tune for. And every third Saturday of the month, Neto and I did a 12-hour session. And that's how all these songs were made. Like, so every third Saturday.
So in a 12-hour session, how many songs did you get done? Like two, three? Four?
About two or four.
Good mixes.
Two or four, because some days it'll just be sound days, and we'll pick sounds, and we'll make a bunch of tracks.
Okay.
And then other days, I'll hear a sound, and it got me jerking. Oh, we making a song right
now.
It's over with. You know what I mean? And I'm like, no, master that right now. Let's go ahead and
get that shit out.
And then other times, it's like, all right, I hear something. This, I need to sit down and write. I want to get this everything I got type vibe. So, like, I'm that type of artist. Like, if I feel it, it's happening when it happens.
Yeah, like just falls from the sky.
But for the most part, you can send me 10 beats in 2 to 3 weeks. All right, let's have a session. I probably got 7 for you. And when I say 7, it's 7 I like. Like, because I'll write like 4 or 5 songs to the same beat, bro.
And
Neto, the haystack, he's like, oh, the puzzle. That's what he calls all the puzzle here, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
So did you always like to write back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. My grandmother is a retired elected official, man. I used to write her speeches. By the time I was 16, I was writing her speeches for her, man.
No shit?
Yeah, man. Like, when she had to address the public or was accepting an award, I would put like vocal pauses in there, tell her when to look up smile type stuff, like all that, you know?
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So I think that's that practice is what helped me like kind of know how to structure a song off bat.
Yeah. And taking it that approach is just storytelling at that point, huh?
Tight. Tight.
That's fire, man. From that to now. So how do you feel like now, from like, what's the future to hold for you?
Man, the goal is to build myself to a point where I can create freely as my means of income.
Yeah,
man. That's I want to create freely as my means of income, because I see myself as a business somewhat with a lot of different moving pegs, and I'm finding ways to connect the dots so that when I can have a conversation with a record label, it'll be for partnership. Like, let me leverage your resources, because as a corporate employee now, I understand how to leverage resources for a partnership to have success. And that's the type of relationship I want, so that I can have my own company and hire others for high six figures jobs and give them financial freedom so they can get their own things going and do what they want to do and buy in on those things and just keep growing and growing and growing. Like, it's almost like taking the Drake effect and not doing it with music, but actually doing it with building others up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like just collabing with people.
Collabing with people and just building an entity, like, you can't last without your own infrastructure. And I want the tribe to have an infrastructure.
It's like you got to have a team, right?
Yes. I want the tribe to have an infrastructure.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's like, people that were here, like, you fail. And it's like, I tell people all the time, like, we could be best friends, bro. It's not like I'm going to fucking ruin a friendship. You know what I'm saying? It's like how you dictate the relationship.
Right.
It's on your character. It has nothing to do with me. If you get fired or I don't want you around anymore, it's because you did something fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no other reason why, bro. And there's been a couple of people that just can't question it. Why? It's just like, you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing, bro. Like,
I hired you. I wanted you to have this. What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know shit was going on, but no communication, no nothing, bro. Like, you gotta, like, you understand what we're trying to do here, and you set us back by investing in the time and energy with you, and giving you somebody else could have been in that position. You know what I'm saying? Getting shit going. So it's finding people. Like, I found my boy David. Shout out to my boy David, Snazzy Networks, man. Check him out. He's a hustler. He's a motherfucking go getter. You'll meet him on Tuesday. He's coming here.
Bet.
He's getting me, took management of all the process. We got all the assets we got going on over here. So, like, managing, helping me, with finances and understanding, more shit. Cause me and my wife owns a vending machine business. So she be learning her own accounting. I told her she need to go to school for accounting or something. Uh-huh. And just get some knowledge of that shit. I've been reading up on it just to keep the bookkeeping. That's a whole different game too, you know?
It's tough, man.
Yeah, just the learning process and all that too, because nobody taught us this shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely a cannabis thing too.
And financial education is not taught in no fucking schooling, bro. Hey,
no, it's not, bro.
All they teach us is how to fucking pay bills.
You know what? I'm always like, man. When we were kids, we were taught to look at a box and the chalkboard and this figurehead telling us what to do. And then we go, like, graduate and get older, and then we do it in a larger setting, in a more professional setting, and then you graduate, and then you go sit and look at a box all day and do it, like, and it's like, we're just like, I'm like, dog, like, this is like, it feels like a loop. You feel
program,
me?
Hey, bro.
Hey, I want out the program. I want to define my own line,
like, like homeschooling. Right, is like, that's what we're gonna be doing for our kids, man. Is homeschooling for the three little ones, because. Bro, the way the school systems are now, it's just like, that's why we got to get this homestead going, you know what I'm saying? Just got to get out of here. That's the next plan, though, bro. Just get the fuck out of here. Hopefully in the next year or two, I'm out of this motherfucker, like, somewhere. Coast. I'll be putting it in a tent, 100 foot in a tent, still doing the podcast, it's flying motherfuckers out.
It's yours, brother. Let's manifest it together. I'm locked in with you for that, man.
For sure, man.
2 years, that's you. You got it, man.
For sure. 2 years, landscape.
Let's go.
Let's get it. Home on the range, ass motherfucker. You know?
say that guy. Hey, got the bucket hat.
Be out there with the straw and shit.
What? I'm out there dripped up for no reason.
Man, what you doing with that, man?
Why you got these horses? Nobody
riding. We about to shoot a video
them.
Right now. That's what we about to do.
Right.
Bring the drones out and
what?
Shit. Yeah,
man,
bro.
I'm talking about, I want that big trampoline. You ever seen Buddy on Instagram jumping on the trampoline and it's like a wall right there and he's it's like in his backyard. I'm like, I want that.
Bro, you ever seen the ones when they dig them like a circle like this and then they put it in the ground? So it's like level to the grass and shit.
Yeah.
And just jumps on it and shit. It's like, it's just right there instead of climbing up on it. Right there. So if you fall, you're going to fall. But
yeah, you already there. Yeah, you ain't going to hit nothing.
Yeah, you ain't going to hit something.
I'm with you, though. I want an oasis. I want to have everything I need right there.
Yeah.
Like, build my own little community, man.
Even your own fucking water source. You know what I'm saying? That's where.
And with bunkers. Gotta have bunkers.
Yeah, bunkers. Man. I don't even know if whatever comes, we're gonna be safe from bunkers. Man. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it'd be.
You hella right. I'm like, man.
Yeah. It's gonna happen. It's just gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? When it happens, everybody's just gonna be like,
guess what? I'm gonna be in shape enough to grab a bunker if I need to.
Yeah. Yeah, but all
because everybody that has those bunkers is not gonna make it to them. You know what I'm saying?
If worst case scenario came out or happened, you know what I'm saying? Right now, what's your next move?
Oh man, I should at this time. I should be armed up. I should have a water supply. I should have allies who understand that we are a network. I should also, food, water. My wife is prepared. We're prepared. I think I need to know. I don't know how we gonna govern ourselves. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm at with it.
Like if an EMP went off right now, and nothing works, like what? How you getting home?
Man, I took.
How you gonna call your wife?
I took an Uber. I'm just gonna run home, bro. I can make it on foot though.
Where do you live at?
30. I can make it.
Oh, you don't live too far. I live far.
Yeah, you live far.
I'm gonna be stealing bikes or some shit.
Hey, but look, I might have to jump on a bike, but like I would probably take the foot route, you know?
Yeah.
I can make it on foot. Easy. I would definitely be gas once I got there. I would be gas once I got there. Like probably a couple cramps.
Yeah. Like, oh shit. Oh, let's get it.
Yeah. But I'm like that's part of the reason I'm like moving so much and running, forcing my body to do that, bro. Like, cause if it does go down, like, and we're back to it being physical, how many people are really physically ready to protect themselves or go run to food or water if they have to?
Yeah.
I know I am.
Me. Well, what if it's some devastation nuclear attack and everything's just wiped the fuck out?
Oh man, how is the soil still? Can we still grow things?
Probably not.
So we eating tofu?
You're eating whatever is left.
Oh man, dog.
That ain't radiation or active or anything.
I never sat and thought of that. You know what I mean? Like that's
so. What if you're a survivor of that?
Man, first thing I'm doing is I want to see how many of my people with me. I want to see how many of my people are with me. Like, same for the first question. Yeah, of course, I want to see how many of my people are with me. But, like, man, if it's just me left, like, shit, I don't know. But I do know. I'm a rebuild it in my own image. Oh, back to square one. Yeah. Hey, looks like I'm the boss. Just kidding.
Looks like I'm the boss.
Looks like I'm the boss.
No, I'm the creator.
CLA, man. Let me build this back up. You know what I'm saying? You know, and figure it out from there. Honestly, I'm just the type, man. I just want to be with me and mine and left alone, dog. I don't like it.
Like,
I just more so want to protect this over here. It's still there, sir. Type, like, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much
only,
the same
only,
shit.
Only a few welcome in, you know what I mean? And I'm seldomly coming out.
For sure, man. Just the energy is everything, frequency is everything. You know what I'm saying? To allow people in. What you think of the Go Grinder, bro?
That's fire, bro.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Tap in with him. Man, I appreciate you coming through, bro. Fucking with me today.
Man, this was a vibe. I appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah, man. Well, let them know when the album's coming out.
Man, ELD will be out 10/9, man. So just look out, man. You can follow me at the THE Metro, METRO, Black, BLAC, no K. Follow me there, man, for all these updates. We got this travel agent dispensary pop-up tour, and you can come kick it with Metro on 419, man. Look me up on Instagram, and you'll have all the details.
Yo, tap in with him, man. Appreciate you coming through, man, having a conversation with us, man.
Just been a vibe. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
this
love.
What's up, bro?
Appreciate you, man. This is that track, man. Take him out of the one you sent me right now.
Yeah, Atmos, man. This is Atmos, man. I think this will be the single that we run with right here, man.
All right, for sure, man. Appreciate you again. Gratitude, bro. Hey, this is Cushion Coffee Podcast, man. We out. That's my weapon. Wait with these words. Ain't not clever.
I'm just trying to tell y'all, we done came a long way. I remember I ain't had shit. I mean, I had a little bit, but now we got more. Let's get it. From concrete I roll, living my destiny. MVP Derrick Rowe, no one can better me. Can't help but be home, I got the recipe. Y'all looking stuff, we moving steadily. I live in the flower.